Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me, Craig Pantanovitz. He is the chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation, and we wanted to talk about Israel's president recently framing the war as a fight not only for Israel's security, but for the free world. Craig, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to unpack what that actually means in terms of policy, values, and what that means for people and Jews worldwide. I'm hoping you are well. So, Craig, when Israel's leadership says that this is a defense of the free world, what core freedoms are at stake?
Good morning, Howard, and thanks so much for the opportunity once again, and good morning to the listeners. Yes, I read the article that you're referring to, and I think that what we are seeing the president talk about is a direct comparison between Israel being a true democracy in the Middle East amongst some very difficult neighbors versus extremism, Howard, and radical Islam that is pushing the boundaries and pushing really hard across these Western democracies across the world. They're pushing really hard to try and bring this radical Islam, this extremism
fundamentalism
into our
I'm not
in the West enjoy so deeply.
Oh, sorry, Craig. It just wasn't a clear line there for a few minutes. It just went a little odd. So how do you square sort of the different aspects of it? Because some is military, some is a fight for land and borders, but some of it is actually a fight about the fundamental tenets of a Western democracy. Is there a way to work out what is what?
Well, it's very difficult because I think boundaries are being pushed across all different points here. You know, they talk about Israel, this is a war about land. I don't believe that it necessarily is just a war about land. If it was about land, there is land available. There has been land to declare a Palestinian state many, many times where both countries could live side by side in peace. And I think this goes far further than just the discussion around land. We are seeing freedom of speech being curtailed. You just spoke about Charlie Kirk. You know, this is just an extension of this further want to silence any voices that disagree with this very extreme ideology. And I think that many of the Western liberal democracies around the world are very quickly waking up to the reality of what Israel's been facing on a daily basis. And they are going to have to come to some kind of understanding or build some kind of plan where the soul of Europe, the soul of the United States, the soul of these democracies can be kept safe. And the drive against Israel is just that starting point. You know, I often say that the gates to democracy start and end in Israel. If Israel were to fall, I think that it would have a profound effect on democracy globally. And Israel are at the very, very forefront of this fight against extremism. And I think that the United States specifically understand this deeply, and they understand it well.
It's interesting.
You know, they've experienced 9/11s, and, you know, there are many, many, many parallels between the terrorist attacks that have happened on Israeli soil and that we're seeing open up across fronts globally.
So here's the thing is, do you think that, and let's start with Israel and then move out to the Zionist Fed, to people like myself, do you think that Israel has succeeded in putting that message across or making people understand that this isn't only I mean, we hear the president is trying to do that, but we're already 2 years into a very, very brutal and ugly war. And now it's a matter of clawing back what is already lost and damaged on the international stage. Do you think that Israel could have done more in the 2 years to help people understand that? That's part one. And following that, organizations like the Zionist Fed, all of us who speak out in our own capacity, do you think we've done enough to get that message, to make that connection?
Howard, thank you. Number one, do I think Israel have done enough? No, I don't think Israel have done enough. I don't think any of us have done enough. And I don't think enough can be done because I think the threat to us is so severe. And I think the threat to our way of life is so severe. I also want to make the point that I don't think this is a two-year-old story. I think this goes way back, far further than October the 7th. We've seen these parallels being drawn by President Bush in his war on terror post 9/11. These issues have been surfacing for a significant amount of time, and this is just a further extension of that, this specific battle. So is Israel doing enough? No, I don't think they're doing enough, but I think that they are doing as much as humanly possible whilst fighting a war on seven fronts
on a back foot, because
absolutely.
So what do you think carry on with what you were saying,
Howard. Just to say that I think that the responsibility here lies on global democracy to stand up. It's not Israel's duty to rally the world. Israel is an example of what can happen if this is not curtailed. And it's the rest of the world that needs to stand up and say, not in our name. This is not the way we choose to live. And we want to protect our rights, our freedoms, the ability to choose how we live, respecting women, and living in orderly societies where laws and rules apply. And I think that this is not Israel's responsibility, and the responsibility to amplify this voice lies at the heart of everything that you do, that we do as the South African Zionist Federation, and much of the free world does. And I think the outpouring yesterday at Charlie Kirk's funeral and memorial is just a testament to that, that people are realizing what is at play here and what is at risk.
Yeah. So if there's one message that you would want our listeners to hear about this war of values, what would it be?
Well, I think the one message that one has to get across is that we must never lose faith. We must never stop believing that we stand on the right side of history. Although it may seem at times that the world has turned their back on us, and when I say us, I'm talking about Israel as a country, Israel as a democracy fighting against this extremism, we must not lose sight of the end prize. We need to keep our voices high. We need to keep talking out against this. We need to respond. We need to react. And we need to amplify voices like Charlie Kirk, who call for freedom, who call for truth, who call for personal responsibility to make sure that we are not silenced. And this goes far wider than Israel's specific fight against Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah. This is something that the global community is aware of and is waking up very quickly to, and it has to be stopped. There is no space for radical Islam where they are trying to curtail our democracies. We need to be vigilant. It is a real threat, and we need to stand up.
And call it for what it is. Craig Pantanovitz, thank you, as always, and wishing you, your family, and everybody around you a Shana Tova Umetuka, a year of peace, and only good things.